of coming together, I'm going to read Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. It reads, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
以弗所书第四章一到三节，我为主被困的劝你们，既然蒙召行使为人，就当与蒙召的恩圣赐称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
If you could please rise with me, we're going to sing together as one church. And we're going to sing regardless of our age, our culture, or what language we're comfortable singing, and we're going to praise God together.
让我们来一起敬拜我们神，不管我们的年纪、背景或者语言，让我们一起来敬拜神。
Let's praise God and maintain that unity of the Spirit that Paul says in Ephesians. Let's sing 神在神在
神在神在神在主神全能找到主一在神在神在神在神在万有都赞美
Sing holy holy holy
Holy Holy Holy How just and how true are you Lord Almighty Holy 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 With all creation we
sing 主耶和华
主耶和华你奇妙作为有万万在你的美德从第七到第七突然问及天使天君群息万美天要兴起将荣耀归你生命
Sing it, sing Holy, Holy, Holy
Holy, Holy, Holy How just and how true are you, Lord Almighty? Holy, holy, holy With all creation we
sing, O Lord my God!
O Lord my God, how marvelous and awesome are your ways. I will sing of your goodness and Your grace for all my days We raise our hands and sing All praises to the King Lord, you are worthy of praise
听你的慈爱
你的慈爱高及诸天你的心事上大穹苍你是公义的主是和平的君王你配得所有颂扬
Sing what heights of love
What heights of love and depths of grace What wonders of your faithfulness Lord, you're the Prince of Peace, the only righteous King. If you are worthy of praise, 主耶和华，你奇妙作为有万万在 I will sing of your goodness and your grace for all my days. Then raise our hands and sing all praises to the King. For you are worthy of彰显怜悯恩典，我神来到，你为我开道路，我神你开道路。
Let's sing together how we were lost in sin, that though we were sinners, God came and redeemed us and sent his hand for us. Let's sing, I was lost in sin.
Lost in sin, held captive by my fear, till your mercy showed. Your hand was reaching near, my God, you came and made a way for me. You made a way for
me. 主耶稣
就赎足，你的爱胜过世间所有。羔羊宝血赎回我生的盼望，主耶稣救赎主。
Let's sing, you defeated death, you trampled over sin.
You defeated death, you trampled over sin. You're the risen,
he's coming back.
You're coming back again. Oh God, you came and made a way for us. You made a way for us.Sing my Jesus, gracious Redeemer and friend. There's nothing like your love without.
Sing my hope.
My hope was purchased by the blood of the Lamb. My Jesus, Redeemer.
我们一起唱，羞愧不在了，捆绑不在了，
羞愧不在，捆绑不在，耶稣赐我心，
羞愧不在，
羞愧不在，捆绑不在，耶稣赐我新生命。
Let's keep singing to God for this new life that He gave us. How there's no need for guilt or shame. Sing it out. Sing no guilt.
No guilt, no shame, no curse, no chains, new life.You gave
receive. My debt is paid.
My debt is paid. My soul now saved. Oh God, you came Redeemer. 我罪的赎赎救救耶稣，你是救赎主。 主耶稣，恩赐良善救赎主，你的爱胜过世间所有。羔羊宝血赎回我生的盼望，主耶稣救赎。
Sing my Jesus,
my Jesus, gracious redeemer and friend, 你的爱胜过世间所有。羔羊宝血赎回我生的盼望，主耶稣救赎主。
God's love.
Jesus, the expression of God's love. The grace of God, the word of God revealed to us. Jesus, God's holiness displayed. Now glorified, unjustified. His kingdom comes, and His kingdom will know no end. His glory shall know no bounds, for the majesty and power of this kingdom's King has come, and this kingdom's reign, and this kingdom's rule, and this kingdom's power and authority.
Sing Jesus.
Jesus, God's righteousness radiance.
上帝国度
你的国度永远长存，你的荣耀无法测度，君王的大能和尊贵，他的国度已降临，你国度掌权，你统筹繁佑，你的国度满有权柄和能力。耶稣神公义的彰显，
Sing Jesus
Jesus God's righteousness revealed.
Please take a seat. 请坐。
Now's the time for tithes and offerings. Today for tithes and offerings, we have a special song singing about the presence of God and who He is.
现在是我们要邀请大家一起来奉献。今天奉献时间我们有一首很特别的歌。
世人座前，用心灵诚实寻求你，亲爱的天父，我何等的需要你，需要更多你的存在在我生命。
Oh God, I come before your presence throne of grace.With all I am, I worship you. Father of kindness, oh, how much I need you more. Your presence, everything I need here in my life.
这是我的祷告，
这是我的祷告，愿我生命单单归荣耀给你，耶稣。这是我的呼求，我的更爱你，永不失去起初爱你的神。每一天我需要你，你话语如甘霖，每时刻我需要你，日日不勉强。
请这是我的祷告， Please rise。
这是我的祷告，我愿生命单单归荣耀给你，耶稣。
这是我的呼求，每天都能爱你，永不失去祈求。
这是我祷告，
这。 是我的祷告。 Oh Jesus, use my life for your glory and your fame. Come and set a fire that I may love you more. Fix my life on your name. 你的心，
请坐。 Please be seated.
We give you praise because you are faithful. We know that all good things come from you, and we bring these offerings as what is already yours. Help us to continually be generous givers of both our money and our lives for the building up of your kingdom and for the glory of your name. Lord, you are worthy of praise, not because you provide us with things, but because you provide us ultimately with life through your Son. And we are so thankful and pray that you would use us, our time, our money, our talents, that are all from you for your glory.
Please display next slide. Today, 我们是为我们教会支持的宣教士肯尼乔祷告。我们一起祷告。爱我们的主，我们在这个父亲节的时候，为在远方所有的宣教士献上感恩祈求。在这个父亲节的时候，愿他们当中做父亲的都得着欢喜快乐，愿他们做子女的都让他们的父亲欢喜快乐，因为你就是我们在天上的父。我们在这里欢庆，我们感谢你的恩典。我们特别为肯尼乔一家献上感恩，他们在纽约大学做学生工作，我们感谢你给他们丰盛的恩典。他们一家肯尼和他的妻子 Cindy， 还有他们的两个孩子 Joey 和 May， 他们都非常的顺利、平安、幸福、快乐。我们感谢主，我们也感谢主让他的事工颇有效果，在那里感谢你把得救人添加给他们，让他的事工顺利蓬勃发展，都是主你自己工作。我们献上感恩，我们也为他们的事工献上祈求，求主继续的保守肯尼，洁净他，让他在基督里继续的长进，让他在爱心、清洁、谦卑、顺服、恩慈方面都能够不断的长进，越来越像耶稣基督，把基督的爱传播出去。我们也求主在肯尼和其他众多的学校和教会机构的合作当中赐给他智慧、力量、恩慈，愿他能成为这样一个领袖，能够成为各教会的祝福，能够把他们集合在一起来共同做主的圣工。我们也看到他们现在缺少同工，求主给肯尼添加力量、智慧，也配给他你自己差派更多的同工给他，也让他能够有好的休息，也求你在他们当中兴起更多的领袖，愿主的国度在那里得到扩展，愿更多的国际学生能够听到福音归向主。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Good morning.
大家早安。
Today's scripture is Matthew 18, 1 through 6.
我们今天要读的经文是马太福音十八章一到六节。
I will read it first in English, and then Melissa will read it in Mandarin.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea."
马太福音18章1到6节。当时门徒前来问耶稣，天国里谁是最大的？耶稣叫一个小孩子来，让他站在他们中间，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成像孩子一样，绝不能进天国。所以凡自己谦卑向着小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。凡为我的名接纳一个向着小孩子的，就是接纳我。” 凡使这些信我的小孩子中的一个跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。Float
like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I am the greatest, Muhammad Ali.
像蝴蝶般的飞舞，要像蜜蜂一样的针刺，我就是这世界上最伟大的阿里拳王。
This is a picture of Muhammad Ali knocking out Sonny Liston.
你看到这个是阿里拳王他击倒 Sonny Liston的一个相片。
Time magazine says this is one of the top 100 photos of all time.
时代杂志把这个定为前100个最有意义的照片。
In that little poem, Muhammad Ali declares himself the greatest boxer ever.
刚刚他说的那段话，他
But that is subjective.
但这是一个非常主观的定义。
Because of sin, as human beings, it's hard for us to determine exactly what the greatest is or who the greatest is.
但因为人的罪性，我们往往没有办法很明确的来决定到底谁是最大的。
But we love to argue and debate about who's greatest.
但我们很喜欢跟大家来一起讨论，来争吵，说到底谁是最大的。Right
now in sports, people are arguing who's greater, LeBron James or Michael Jordan.
现在在这个篮球坛里面也是有一个很大的争执，就是到底是 Michael Jordan 最了不起，还是 LeBron James?
But again, as humans, it's hard for us to truly determine.
但是作为人类，我们实在是很难做一个判断。But
what about for God?
但是对神来说呢?
Can God truly determine the greatest?
神可以判断谁是最伟大的吗?
Matthew 18, verse 1.
马太福音18章1节。
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
当时门徒就问耶稣说，天国里谁最大?
This morning, we hope to find out the answer.
今天早上我们要用这时间来回答这个问题。
Mark's account of this story states that the disciples were arguing about which one of them was greater.
马可福音记载这个事件的时候说，门徒们他们是在争执这个问题。Peter
might have said, "Jesus is going to start the church with me. I'm the greatest."
彼得说，耶稣他要从我这边开始教会，所以我是最伟大的。John
might have said, "I'm the disciple that Jesus loved."
约翰说我是使徒里面耶稣最爱的，所以我是最伟大的。Matthew
might have said, "I'm in charge of the money. I must be the greatest."
马太说我是负责管钱的，所以我应该才是最伟大的。Thomas
might have said, "I doubt that Jesus doesn't think I'm the greatest."
多马说，我想神应该也不会怀疑说我是最伟大的吧。It
must have broken Jesus' heart.
这样子的争执一定使耶稣非常的伤心。They
didn't get it.
他们没有
They had not realized the importance of humility and servanthood. If we were honest, sometimes we don't get it either.
要是我们很扪心自问的话，其实我们往往也不了解这当中的道理。
Too often I see ourselves relying on us relying more on ourselves.
我往往看到我们大家都太靠自己的力量。
On our pride.
太骄傲。
Our intellect.
靠我们的智慧。
Our education.
靠我们的教育。
Our skill set.
靠我们的技能。
Our self-discipline.
还有靠我们的自律。
Our strength.
我们的能力。
And our politics.
还有靠我们的政治。
The kingdom of heaven is spiritual and not political.
神的国度是属灵的，并不是政，没有政治性。
Even at times we rely on ourselves over the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
我们往往靠自己胜过靠于神的话语，靠过胜于圣灵的带领。
So as the disciples are arguing about which one is greater,
所以当门徒他们还在争执谁最大的时候，
Jesus shocks the world.
耶稣他就震惊了世界。
As only Jesus can.
就像耶稣他能震惊，唯有耶稣能够这样震惊世界。
He provides everyone present with a living object lesson.
他怎么震惊呢？他用一个活生生的孩子当例子。
He called a little child to him and placed the child among them.
他把一个孩子叫到他们当中。
Most commentators put the age of this child between 2.5 and 3.5 years old.
很多的圣经解释说，在这一段经文的孩子应该是才刚学走路的孩子。
If you go down to room 107 right now, you'll see the age about what that child was.
要是现在到一楼107教室的话，你就大概可以看到这个年龄的孩子。
In ancient Near East times, little children were to be seen and not heard.
在古老近东有一个观念，就是孩子在大人在的地方，他们不应该吵闹，不应该出声的。
Sadly, many people today still live by that philosophy.
很可惜的是，我们当中也许现在有很多的家长或是大人还是抱有这样的观念。
And even more sadly, some people even in the church have that philosophy.
我们教会应该也有很多保持有这样观念的人。
But not Jesus.
但是耶稣他并不如此。
As he was standing there in a sea of egos,
当他站在一个大满很多人当中或很自负的一群人当中时，
he must have looked into that little boy's eyes.
他大概看对着这个小孩子的眼睛看着。
He remembered forming this child in his mother's womb.
他记得在这个孩子还在他母腹的时候，他就已经认识这孩子了。
He knows the plans, the hope, and the future he has for this child.
耶稣知道他对这个孩子的盼望、计划和未来是什么。
This little child is important to Jesus, and he must be important to us.
这孩子在耶稣眼中是如此的重要，他应该也对我们有一样的重要性。
In Counseling the young child course that I took.
我上了一门课，是在讲辅导幼儿的一堂课。
I came across this term, adult centrism.
我学到一个专有名词叫成人中心主义。
Adult centrism is the tendency of adults to view children and their problems from a biased adult perspective.
这个成人的自我中心主义是什么呢？就是从一个成人很主观、很有点偏见的角度来看孩子的一些经历跟问题。
Thus creating barriers to effective practice, effective ministry with children.
也因为这样而导致成人家长没有办法很有效率的能够来管教、帮助孩子。
Unfortunately, I encounter this perspective more than I'd like.
很可惜，其实我常常就是看到成人自我中心主义活生生的在我的周围。
If you want to get my wife and I upset, refer to children's ministry as babysitting.
你要是想要惹我或是我太太生气激怒我们的话，你就可以就可以很简单，你可以看把儿童事工看作是一个保姆的一个工作。
Children's ministry is not babysitting.
儿童事工并不是一个托儿的事工。
Not only is it a ministry,
它不是简单的只是一个事工。
It is a ministry to the most important in the kingdom of heaven.
这事工其实是服侍在天国里面最重要的一群。
Children are important to God, and they must be important to us.
小孩子对上帝来讲很重要，他们对我们应该也要很重要才是。
Especially in the church.
特别是在教会里。
If we as Christians are not shaping the children, then who is?
要是身为基督徒，我们都没有办法来教养孩子的话，那到底我们要交给谁来教养呢？
Their schools?
学校吗？
Their friends?
靠他们的同侪吗？
Pop culture?
是现世的流行文化吗？
Sadly, Satan himself is even shaping our children.
很可惜的是，我们知道连撒旦也都在管教我们的孩子，影响我们的孩子。
Matthew 18:3.
马太福音18章3节。
I chose to use the Revised Standard Version here.
在这里呢，我特别选一段是用另外一个版本的圣经。
And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven."
在这里，英文选用另外一个字，不过中文有讲到是要用回转。我实在告诉你们，若不回转，变成像孩子一样。
The use of the word turn implies that many people are walking away from the kingdom of heaven.
所以用回转这个字其实是在影射我们很多人走错了方向。
They're headed in the wrong direction.
并不是朝着天国的方向。
Instead of towards the kingdom of heaven,
并不是往天国的方向。
They're walking the other way.
他们走反的方向。
Jesus really has everyone's attention now.
到这个地方，这经文，耶稣他抓住了很多人的注意力。
Which direction are you headed?
你现在是往哪一个方向走呢？
Sorry. What does Jesus mean by this?
所以耶稣他在这里到底是什么意思呢？
Turn and become like children.
你要回转向孩子。
There are serious consequences.
其实回转向孩子是有一个后果的。
We all want to go to heaven.
我们都很想要去天国。
But unless we turn and become like little children, there is no place in it for us in the kingdom of heaven.
但是经文说，除非我们回转向孩子，我们没有办法进天国。
I remember as a child hearing several times, "Grow up."
我记得当我是孩子的时候，我常常被指责说，赶快长大吧。
Here, Jesus is telling us as adults, youth, college, to grow down.
但是耶稣他反而相反的是叫我们要向下生长。
Become more like little children.
要比较回转向孩子。
I'm not saying there isn't an appropriate time to discipline children.
我并不是说我们不应该在适当的时候来教养孩子。
Of course there is.
当然有这样子的时候。
But we need to be careful.
但是我们要非常的小心。
Probably the most useful course I ever took in my life is called Child Growth and Development.
我在这一辈子上过，我觉得最受用的一堂课是叫儿童成长发展学。
In that course, we study appropriate development from the moment of conception until 18 years old.
在那堂课当中，我们学习怎么样适龄的来帮助孩子从零岁一直到18岁。
I cannot count the number of times I've heard children scolded for age-appropriate behavior.
我大概有数不清的次数，常常看到周围有很多的家长是为了孩子，他的表现其实是很适龄的行为，但是这孩子却被受骂。Expecting
a toddler to share.
家长也许很期待一个刚学会走路的孩子要懂得怎么分享。
expecting a fourth grade boy to sit still for an hour without fidgeting and misbehaving.
我是期待一个四年级的小男孩, 他要乖乖坐在那个地方, 不要动,
expecting teenagers not to be self-centered.
期待青少年不要自我中心.
In Matthew 18:3, Jesus is scolding the adults.
在马太福音18章3节这里, 耶稣其实是在斥责成人。
Grow down, become more like little children.
要提醒我们要向下生长, 转向像孩子。
So what makes little children the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
所以到底为什么孩子是天国当中最大的呢?
We're going to go over three things that make little children the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
我们今天要来看三个理由。
A little child's humility first.
第一个是孩子的谦卑。
Little children are humble by nature.
小孩子他们的天性就是谦卑。
What Jesus means here is, from probably up to the age of 4 or 5, before children know the difference between right and wrong, that is why they are humble.
耶稣在这里是指大概到达四五岁以前的这些孩子, 在他们还没有办法分辨对错的时候, 他们其实是很天性流露的。
Little children are not concerned about saving face.
小孩子他们不在乎, 要丢脸不丢脸这件事。
They are who they are.
他们很自然真性流露。
They cry, they kick, they let you know what they want.
他们哭,他们闹,他们为的就是要让你知道他们要的是什么。
Humility is the key to this entire passage.
谦卑其实是这整段经文的重要重点。
And of course, Jesus Christ is our example.
在这个地方,耶稣成为我们谦卑的范例。
He is our standard when it comes to humility.
他是我们学习谦卑的标准。
On my very first short-term mission trip to Moldova in 1998, our team memorized Philippians 2,
1-11.
In those verses, you find the best definition of humility available.
在这段经文里面就提供我们最好谦卑的定义。
Philippians 2:4.
腓立比书2章4节。
Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事, 也要顾别人的事。
This is very hard for us.
这其实是很难做到的。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子,就谦卑自己,存心顺服,以至于死,且死在十字架上。
Some people have told me they think I'm humble.
有些人跟我说,他们觉得我很谦卑。
But I know what a joke that is.
但我知道其实这是一个笑话。
Because I know how prideful I am.
因为我知道我自己是如此的骄傲。
Pride comes naturally to us.
骄傲其实是很自然的一件事情。
I'm greater.
我们很自然的就会认为我们最大。
I'm right, you're wrong.
很自然的就会觉得我们自己是对的, 别人都是错的。
Humility requires effort.
骄傲其实是需要下功, 谦卑是需要下功夫的。
Start now seeking to be humble.
我们现在就应该要开始花这样子的功夫来学习谦卑。
Start now to consider others greater.
现在就开始, 学习怎么样子想别人比我们还要更大。
I want you to keep this picture in your mind as we go over the next two reasons why little children are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
我们再接下来继续看两个孩子为什么是天国最大的理由的时候, 我希望你们能够记得这个照片。
What is it about getting older that causes us to be so obsessed with caring so much about what other people think about us?
到底为什么我们活得越大越老的时候，我们就越在乎别人的观感呢？
Does he look concerned about what other people think about him?
这个婴孩他看起来像很在乎别人对他的看法吗？
So what makes this little boy the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
到底是什么造成这耶稣说孩子是天国最大的呢？
Little children are dependent.
第二个理由是孩子他们是很有依靠性的。
Their sense of dependency is perfectly natural.
他们与生俱来的这个依赖性。
God holds the world in the palm of his hand.
上帝把全世界就托在他的手中。
The more we live dependently on God, the better.
我们越依赖依靠耶稣上帝过日子 越好
Not on our wisdom and strength
不是要靠我们自己的智力或是能力
Whether you realize it or not You are completely dependent upon God and his mercy
不管你已经了解这个道理或是没有还不了明白但是我们都是在靠上帝他的怜悯在过日子
Man, this thing. Okay The third thing is a little child's trust.
第三个原因是孩子他们的信靠。
Their sense of trust is instinctive.
他们的信靠其实是一个本能。要
I don't know how much spaghetti he got in his mouth.
我不知道刚刚那照片的婴孩他吃了的放了多少个这个面条在嘴巴里。
But he's not worried about where his next meal is coming from.
但你看不出来他大概不担心他下一顿饭到底从哪里来。
He's not worried that his diaper is going to be changed.
他也不会担心接下来谁帮他换尿布。
That he will be washed.
或是谁帮他洗澡。
That he will be loved.
或是谁来爱他。
That he will be taken care of.
或是谁来照顾他。
We all need to trust God in the same way.
我们应该要像这婴孩一样信靠上帝呢来照顾我们。
God will meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory.
靠上帝，他的万有万能，他能够提供我们所需要的。
One commentator states that there are 5,467 promises in the Word of God.
有一个圣经的释经者他说，在圣经里面总共有5467个提到的应许，属天的应许。
Get to know His Word.
我们应该要花时间来读神的话。
Get to know His many promises.
来认识了解神给我们的应许是什么。
It is impossible for God to break His promise.
神他是不会反悔他的收回他的应许的。
The key for us.
这当中的要点是什么呢？
Is obedience.
是我们要懂得顺服。
We must obey God's word.
我们要顺服神的话语。
In my opinion, the greatest example of an adult behaving like a little child is Peter.
我个人认为一个例子，一个成人他怎么样子回转向孩子的行为，其实是彼得是最好的例子。
The 11 disciples went out ahead of Jesus, by boat.
十一个门徒他们在比耶稣还要提早就先用船上海入海了。
And in the middle of the night, they saw someone walking to them on the water.
半夜他们就看到海上面有人朝着他们走过来。
The disciples were scared to death.
门徒他们吓死了。
But when Jesus got closer, he said, "Don't be afraid, it's me."
但是当耶稣往他们朝着走过来的时候，耶稣跟他们说，不用害怕，是我。
And Jesus invited them to come to him.
耶稣就邀请他们也朝着耶稣走过来。
But the only one humble enough and dependent and trusting in Jesus was Peter.
但是这十一个门徒只有彼得，他有足够的信心依靠上耶稣，他愿意朝着耶稣走过去。
Peter is the only human being apart from Jesus to ever walk on water.
除了耶稣以外呢，彼得是唯一的人我们知道能够在海面上行走。
That's pretty cool to me.
其实这是蛮了不起的一件事。
But why did Peter sink?
但是为什么彼得最后还是沉入海里呢？
If you see in the picture,
要是你看到这个图片的话，
which way is he looking?
彼得他的眼睛是往哪里看呢？
At this point, he is relying on himself.
在这个时候，他其实已经靠自己的能力了。
No longer relying on Jesus.
他不再依赖耶稣。
Sorry. Next time I won't use this. Okay. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我们当转眼仰望耶稣。
Humble yourself.
您当谦卑自己。
Look full in his wonderful face.
是要看仰望耶稣呢，在他奇妙慈容。
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
世俗的事必要显为虚空。
In the light of his glory and grace.
是在救主的荣耀跟恩典当中。
So we all need to grow down.
所以我们大家都应该往下生长。
And live dependently on God.
学习怎么样子依赖上帝。
Trust in his promises.
是要依靠上帝的应许。
And obey his word.
顺服他的教导。
Matthew 18:5.
马太福音十八章五节。
And whoever welcomes one of these such children in my name welcomes me.
凡为我的名接纳一个像这孩子的，就是接纳我。
This year, Children's Ministry came out with a mission statement.
今年儿童事工设定了一个使命的宣言。
CBCGB's Children's Ministry hopes to partner with families and church leadership.
我们教会的儿童事工部希望能够跟家庭还有教会的领导层一起合作。
To raise up children who know and love Jesus Christ.
以至于培养出一群能够认识并且热爱耶稣的孩子。
And make decisions to follow and serve Jesus Christ from the youngest age possible.
希望这些孩子能够从最小的年龄就开始服侍并且追随耶稣。
We are working hard to achieve this goal.
儿童事工是很努力的，希望能够实践这个宣言。
We need your help.
我们需要大家一起来努力。
Our mission statement is based on Jeremiah 29:11.
儿童事工这个使命宣言其实 是根据耶利米书29章11节。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans to prosper you.
是赐平安的意念。
And not to harm you.
不是降灾祸的意念。
Plans to give you a hope and a future.
是要叫你们末后有指望。
Right now, here at CBCGB, In the course of a year, there are 200 children's ministry co-workers.
现在在我们教会一年总共有将近200位的同工在楼下服侍儿童。
You can see the breakdown of how many co-workers per ministry.
你在这荧幕上可以看到到底哪些同工是负责哪一个年龄层的事工。
At this point, I'd like everyone who works in children's ministry to stand up.
在现在我希望要是你现在在儿童事工服事的同工们请站起来好吗
Or those of you who are representing children's ministry
你可以是代表我们儿童事工的
Okay, thank you. You may be seated.
请坐。
Children's ministry is a ministry of the whole church.
儿童事工，这个事工是整个教会的事工。
In many ways, our children's ministry is blessed.
我们儿童事工其实受满满的祝福。
We have great core leaders and many brothers serving.
我们有非常多的核心同工，当中也有很多的弟兄在服事。
But we still have needs.
但是我们的需要还是很大。
If you ever consider working with the children, the number one requirement is loving them with the love of Christ.
要是你有一丝毫想要服侍孩子的心的话，其实最重要的条件是你要有爱孩子的心。
In Matthew 18:6, Jesus' demeanor changes.
在马太福音十八章到第六节的时候，耶稣他的整个口气口吻改变了。
Because of sin, these statistics exist.
因为人的罪性，所以你在荧幕上看到这些数据才会如此惊人。
41% of all abuse victims are 1 year old or younger.
你看到41%受虐的儿童是在一岁以下。
44% are between the ages of 1 and 5.
受虐的孩童又有44%是一到五岁。
15% between the ages of 6 and 17.
当中15% 是六到十七岁。
We here at CBCGB are working hard to keep our children and our entire church safe.
我们教会致力想要来保护我们孩子的安全。
We have recently started a safety emergency response team.
最近我们成立了一个教会的安全团队。
One change I'd like to see is one point of entry down in the first floor.
其中的一个改变，我希望能够近期的能够到一楼的时候只有一个出入，一个出入口。
We must do everything possible to keep our most vulnerable and important safe.
我们应该要全力想尽办法的来保守我们孩子的安全。
Matthew 18:6.
十八章六节。
If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea.
凡使这些信我的小子中的一个跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这个人的颈子上，沉在深海里。
I believe this was one of Jesus' most passionate, more earthly ministry moments.
我觉得说到这个地方，这段经文是耶稣他最具有使命感的时候。
At that time, he was probably remembering in his mind all of the atrocities children have experienced.
当他说这句话的时候，也许在他脑海里面闪过所有对孩童暴行的一些例子。
All the abortions.
所有堕胎的例子。
Child pornography.
或是儿童
Child sexual abuse.
性侵害。
The list goes on.
这有各种不同的例子。
So how do we cause little children to sin?
我们怎么样子使对孩子做一些罪性的行为呢？
When we are not humble.
是当我们不谦卑的时候。
When we're not depending on ourselves.
就是当我们靠自己的思考，靠自己的力量的时候。
And when we're trusting ourselves.
是当我们只信靠自己，不信靠上帝的时候。
When our priorities are incorrect.
就是当我们没有把我们优先顺序搞清楚。
About a year and a half ago, I had this story that I'm going to share with you about a fourth grade girl.
我现在想要跟大家分享一个故事，是一年半以前我碰到一个四年级的女孩。
I was sitting downstairs on a busy Sunday morning.
在一个很忙的星期天的早上，我坐在一楼。
And this fourth grade girl came walking up to me from the drop-off station.
所以在一楼的入口，有一个四年级的女孩就朝着我走过来。
She was crying. She was distraught.
她哭得歇斯底里。
I asked her what was the matter.
我问她怎么了。
She couldn't even talk.
她哭到没有办法说话。
I had her sit down at the desk across from me.
所以我就请她坐在我桌子旁边。
I offered her water and snack.
我给她一点水喝，一点点心吃。
She just kept crying.
但是她还是一直哭。
Finally, I knelt down beside her and I put my hand on her shoulder.
所以我等了一阵子后，我就蹲在她的旁边，我把手放在她的肩膀上。
I got down to her eye level.
所以我蹲到她的她坐着的能够直视她的眼睛的这个地方。
And I asked again, what's the matter?
我又再问她一次怎么了。
She said that her mother just kicked her out of the car and told her that she wasn't coming back to pick her up.
她说她妈妈就把她赶下车，而且还跟她说我不回来载你了。
She said her mother gave her $20 for food, which she showed me to buy food.
然后她给我看她手上拿了20块的钞票，她妈妈给她的，叫她去买午餐吃。
I said, what happened?
我又在问她到底怎么了。
She said she was trying to get her little sister to stop crying.
他说他在车上，他其实是要安抚他的小妹妹，让他妹妹不要哭。
And her mother thought that she was making matters worse.
但是他妈妈误会他了，以为他让妹妹哭得更厉害。
Thankfully, we got her to calm down, and she eventually went to the fourth grade class.
好险，最后我们安抚她，让她能够进到四年级教室去上课。
And at the end of the second session, her mother briefly stopped by and just told me she was having a bad day.
第二堂结束以后，她妈妈来跟牧师讲说，她那天就是过得不是非常好。
But I asked her, the little girl.Where her father was.
这当中我就问她，这个女孩子说，你爸爸呢？
And she said he's in China working.
她说我父亲在中国工作。
Children need a mommy and a daddy doing the best they can for them.
我们的孩子需要父亲跟母亲在他们的生活中。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这故事还没结束。
Because at that time there was a brother next to me wanting to help.
在这四年级女孩子还在哭的时候，旁边有一个弟兄，他在当中也很关切这件事情。
And at that moment, he was considering a very lucrative offer to take a job in China.
当时这位弟兄其实他正在做一个很重要的一个决定，是否应该到中国去工作，有一个很优渥的一个薪水。
To help start up a company.
是到中国帮忙开始一个新的公司。
Today he is still serving in this church.
今天这个弟兄他仍然在我们教会服事。
What are your priorities?
我想问大家，你到底什么优先顺序是怎么排？
And where is your humility?
你的谦卑是放在哪里呢？
Who are you depending on?
你到底是靠谁？
Are you trusting God?
你在信靠上帝吗？
Children are important to God and they must be important to us.
小孩子在神的眼中是最大的。所以在我们的眼里，他们应该也占有一席之地。
I'm not here to make anyone feel guilty.
我在这里不是要让大家有歉疚感。
In many ways, I'm not the best father.
其实很多方面讲，我自己也不是一个很好的父亲。
It's hard for me to be the father God wants me to be.
其实要作为一个神，他希望我成为一个好父亲的样式很难。
There are a lot of reasons for that.
这当中有许多的原因。
But it's never too late for any of us to start doing a better job.
但是对我们每任何一个人来说，要开始都不晚。
The one thing every parent and grandparent can do is to pray for your children.
第一件事情，做父母的，做祖父母的，能做的就是替你的孩子祷告。
Pray earnestly and continuously for your children.
要很持续不断的，很真诚的替你的孩子祷告。
Pray for them to know, love, follow, and serve Jesus Christ.
祷告求神让他们能够遵循神的道路来服侍上帝。
Here are some other things we can do to show that children are important.
这里还有列举其他的一些我们能够采取的行动。
Get to know a child personally if you don't.
你要花时间来认识孩子们。
They are little human beings with hopes and dreams and struggles.
他们是活生生的一个人，他们是有自己的愿望跟希望跟未来的。
Of course, you can serve in children's ministry here at CBCGB.
当然，我们也很欢迎你能够来儿童事工一起来服事。
Remember, loving them with the love of Christ is the most important thing you need.
最重要的条件就是用爱孩子。上帝爱孩子的心来爱这些孩子们。
In closing, I'm going to share a quick story about D.L. Moody.
结束前，我想要分享穆迪这个布道家的故事。
D.L. Moody is one of the greatest American evangelists who ever lived.
穆迪先生他是历史上一个很重要、很有名的一个布道家。
One night he spoke at a gospel meeting.
有一天晚上，他在一个布道会当讲员。
When he got home, his wife asked him, "How was the meeting?"
他回家以后，他师母就问他今天晚上如何。
He said it was a good meeting. Two and a half people believed and trusted in Jesus.
穆迪就说今天晚上很好，有二点五个人他愿意接受上帝。
So she said, "Oh, great! Two adults and one child."
师母就说哦，很好，有大概是两个大人，所以一个孩子，所以二点五个人。
He said, no, dear, two children and one adult.
穆迪说, 不是, 是两个孩子, 一个大人。
Those children have their entire lives ahead of them to impact the kingdom of heaven.
这些孩子他们有一辈子在前面等着他们去影响这个世界。
That adult has half a life at best.
那个成年他只剩大概半条，一半的人生来影响世界。
We need to change our perspective.
我们必须要改变我们的观念。We
need to humble ourselves and grow down.
我们必须要谦卑，向下成长。We
need to depend more and trust more in God.
我们必须要依靠上帝。
Children are important to God, and they must be important to us.
小孩子对上帝来讲很重要，所以对我们来说也很重要。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, thank you that you became a child for us.
耶稣，谢谢你，因为你谦卑成为孩子的样式。
Thank you that you considered others greater than yourself.
谢谢你，因为你把别人想得比我自己还要重要。
Jesus, thank you for your death and your resurrection.
也谢谢你为我们死而复活。
Help us to become more like you.
求你让我们学习更像你。
Father, we remember the fourth grade girl's family.
主，我们纪念刚刚四年级的这个女孩子。
We pray your blessing them and meeting their needs.
我们求你能够提供他们一家所需。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意。
In heaven on earth.
在天上,
in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.